As you've been hearing, southern and eastern Australia will be baking hot over the coming days, with temperatures soaring as much as 15 degrees above the average. If you're in Sydney and planning an ocean plunge, beware. The golden sands on some of the city's beaches are blanketed in seaweed. A lot of seaweed. For some, it's an eyesore. For others, a rich ecosystem. And opinions are divided on whether it should be left there or removed. Dr. Aaron Egger is a lecturer at the University of New South Wales and the founder and program director of the Kelp Forest Alliance. Welcome to Radio National Breakfast.
Good morning, Barbara. Thanks for having me.
Good morning. Tell us, first of all, why is all this seaweed piling up on Sydney's beaches?
Well, we have seaweed all across the Sydney coastline. You just can't usually see it because it's growing underwater 2, 5, 10, 50 meters deep. And it loves to attach to the rocks, and that's where it wants to be. But when we have big swell or big waves like we had over the holiday period, that can rip it up off the rocks. And if the currents are pointing in the right direction, that will put it on the beaches. And so we had these easterly swells combined with some big waves that took those kelp forests and put them on beaches like Coogee, Maroubra, DY, Manly.
Have we seen anything on this scale before?
It's a pretty common occurrence throughout the year. This is nothing totally irregular. I think it's a bit heavier this last period because it happened during summer. Summer is often a bit calmer, less waves, less storms, but there's a lot of biomass in the water because the kelp's been growing through the spring period. And so when those big waves came along, there was a lot of kelp for them to rip up, and that's where you get those really thick piles accumulating.
Now, as we're speaking, I'm looking at a live cam from Coogee Beach, and I can see three diggers, it looks like, hard at work clearing up the seaweed. Now, some councils take a different approach and have decided not to clear it, just to leave it on the sand. What are the considerations in making that call?
I think there's a strong argument to just let it be. It's a totally natural part of the ecosystem, a part of natural process. And when you leave it there, we're leaving habitat for all sorts of marine critters, little snails, crustaceans, fish that come in at high tide, and birds that eat them. And it really fuels up the food web. It leaves nutrients in the system, and it can actually help with beach erosion as well. So we stabilize the beach when we leave the kelp there. Of course, this does leave kelp in the water that you have to kind of swim through to get out to shore, but the kelp's totally harmless. It's non-toxic. It's completely benign. It's even used in skin products in Korea. So there's some benefits, perhaps, to touching a kelp.
That doesn't smell great, though, does it?
It does have a certain ocean plus aroma to it, but you can just kind of picture yourself by the seaside enjoying nature as it is, and it'll only last a few days. And the benefits from leaving it will last far longer than a few days. So it might be kind of this give and take that we have with nature and accommodating both us living by the ocean and the ocean coming to us.
And would it be safe for kids to play in? Should people just let their kids roam around there?
It's, as I said, totally non-toxic, benign. There's no risk of cuts or scratches. The only thing to really be careful of, rubbish, a kind of human problem, gets piled up in the seaweed and is concealed by it, then, you know, you're at risk of anything that might attach to that, like a fishing lure. But it's not so common, but the seaweed itself is really quite harmless.
Now, I saw some people have been taking it home to use as compost. Is that allowed? And if so, is it a good idea?
It is allowed. You are allowed to collect a limited amount of beach wrack as an individual in New South Wales. But going back to the leave it there argument, I think it has a much more needed role to play in the beaches ecosystem than in our gardens. And we have, you know, plenty of other sources of fertilizer to pile onto our community gardens, our backyard gardens, and the coast needs it perhaps a lot more than we do at the moment.
And can we infer anything about the health of kelp forests, which you're, of course, working to protect and restore by this current phenomenon on Sydney's beaches?
Well, in some ways it's good because it means the kelp's still there. If there was no kelp washing up, the kelp would be totally gone. But as I was saying, it is a natural process. This does just happen as part of the seasonal cycle. So it doesn't mean the kelp is unhealthy or sick because it's washed up. It just happens as it can't withstand those bigger storms, and then it'll come back and it'll grow back. And I was at Coogee swimming yesterday, and there's still lots and lots of kelp out on the rocks and under the water. So it's not like it's disappeared. This is just kind of a haircut, perhaps, given by these last storms.
Dr. Aaron Egger, thank you so much.
Very welcome.
Dr. Aaron Egger is a lecturer at the University of New South Wales and the founder and program director of the Kelp Forest Alliance.